This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's happening right now in the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, our cattle market today saw mostly upside. We closed positive for the second straight session, and we saw quite a rally in the final minute of trading before the settlement price took place at 1 p.m., with some contracts coming up towards their previous high of the day, others making new highs on the day. No fresh news whatsoever. Box beef prices were lower today, so was the pork prices. And on the close today, we saw the February live cattle close up $2.70, April up $1.85, March feeders 67 higher, May feeders up $1.15, and the April lean hogs were 87 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation will be hosting a succession and estate planning seminar. Michael Kelsey issues the invitation.
We're going to tackle this issue in a seminar on February 10th in Oklahoma City at the Embassy Suites on Meridian. It's going to be an all-day deal. We invite all of agriculture to come. And certainly, we want to focus on our members, but if you're a farmer or rancher, maybe a row crop producer or something, and you're looking at some of these types of things, we invite you to come.
For details about this estate planning seminar, contact the OCA 405-235-4391.
Hi, I'm professional bullfighter Chuck Swisher. With Pioneer Cellular, you get the best coverage on the area's most extensive 4G LTE network. That's no bull. It's a commitment to customers that's hard to match.
With Pioneer Cellular, you're covered when you travel around the country or right here at home. Having the best coverage is our proud commitment to customers and community. Pioneer has the phones you want with your choice family plans for everyone.
When you're looking for wireless service, look to the best. Call Pioneer or visit us online today.
Tom, what's happening right now across the grains?
Well, it was a pretty disappointing day for especially the wheat market. After two sessions of closing higher, our wheat market today fell out of bed. Matter of fact, almost had double-digit losses on the close today. Our wheat market did not really come across any fresh news, but those rumors of Russia increasing tariffs on export wheat continue to kind of float around. But as most people really believe, that's probably not going to happen. They tried to blame that for the market coming down. I think it was profit-taking with nothing to help hold it up. The corn was two-sided today, and the soybeans complex saw the entire complex close positive. On the close, March KC wheat down 9 1/4, the July Kansas City down 9 cents, March Chicago wheat down 8 1/4, March corn was unchanged, but July corn down 0.75 cents, March soybeans closed 6.5 higher, July beans were up 7, and March cotton 55 points lower.
Tom, what's the best way to reach you?
Use 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities with our market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.